systems are a go.
Confirming all systems are a go. Launching the podcast.
3, 2, 1.
This is Hello from Mars.
All right. Welcome to a brand new episode of Hello from Mars. What's the matter? You've got a look on your face.
Morgan said Mike wanted to know if I was home. I'm like, why? Please don't come over.
This is what happens when you're divorced. Anyway, welcome to a brand new episode. Jessica is back. And we need to dive into Jamie Lynn Brittany drama because the getting is just getting good.
It's gold.
Oh my goodness.
So much gold.
I'll just be minding my business and all of a sudden it's just like
I send you so much stuff.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. I mean, so much TikTok gold.
Oh, the Target.
That may have been my favorite.
Calling Jamie Lynn out for what she is.
That may have been my favorite. So for what people don't maybe understand, or you know, if you're a normal human and you don't pay attention to this kind of stuff, it is that Jamie Lynn, Brittany's little sister, has gone and released this book of, is it supposed to be her memoirs?
Yes, she actually posted something this morning. I should have been more prepared.
What kind of memoirs does this girl have?
She says she's telling her story, but she uses Brittany's name
over and over and over
something
again.
Like 216 times in a 218 page book.
That's a lot of Brittany.
Something like that. My numbers might have been skewed, but the percentage is there.
Yeah. So, but that's the thing is, like, this is supposed to be her book and it's supposed to be her story. And all of a sudden, it's really just about Brittany. That's what it comes down to. So much, in fact, that Brittany had her lawyer send a cease and desist because of all the promotion that has been happening with this book because her name keeps getting brought up. What were you trying to find?
Something about her thanking everybody for letting her share her story or something. It was like some long, I can't even stand looking at her face. It's mean, I know.
It's okay. Things I Should Have Said is what the title is now.
Well, she claims that's what the title always was. No, it was not ever. No. What was?
I Must Confess.
Yes.
I must confess my loneliness. But then that's what we were saying initially here is one of the TikToks Jess has sent me is basically Target called Jamie Lynn out without even probably realizing that they called her out. Yes. Because it's the little SKU number that it goes underneath the book that says the price and everything and description of whatever
and
it is.
And the title of the book.
And the title of the book by Jamie Lynn Spears, I Must Confess.
Yep.
I know you changed the title of the book.
That was never the title. Really? That was a mishap that happened where that was just something they put kind of for no one to really grab reference of my book or anything. And then somehow or another it was leaked. That was actually my book title.
They don't just pull that out of nowhere.
No, it doesn't just get printed.
Like, it doesn't just happen. Target wasn't like, oh, we're going to pull one over on Jamie Lynn. Oh, she thinks that she's so coy. No.
I wish that somebody behind the scenes was like super team Brittany.
I know, they're just like,
so we're going to name this now.
And they're just typing out, which honestly, now that I've worked in retail, that actually might be a thing. We need to go to Target and see if ours actually says that too, because
I'm always down for a Target. Guess where I'm going right after here.
Because like, seriously, when I was working at Lowe's briefly, that was one of the things near the end of my time there. Like we were putting stuff back on the shelves and I would have to go and I'd have to scan things. And I think I did, maybe I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure I had the capability, like change the price or a name. So that might have been Team Brittany, bitch.
I'm going to Target when we leave here.
Because, you know, her name was being brought up so much. There has been this cease and desist, but all of a sudden she was like popping up and doing interviews. And it was so frustrating because she really was like full on drama queen.
She wasn't even, she was crying.
Crying.
But like,
find the tear.
Yeah.
There's no tears. I know I could do this too. Oh my God. I'm so sad. So sad about Brittany.
And, my favorite thing is when, so listen, I get that Brittany's in the news all the time. Everybody wants to know about Brittany. Brittany is free.
Do they all want a piece of her?
But I feel like if this is Jamie Lynn telling her story and wants the chance to tell her story, when asked about Brittany, it should have been, if it truly wasn't about Brittany.
Right. It should have been, I'm going to let my sister tell her story when she's ready.
Yes.
This is my moment. Yes,
this is not about Brittany. This is not about Brittany, bitch.
This is about me.
You would think, but it clearly it's.
It's about Brittany, bitch.
About Brittany.
So I also like throughout the interviews that were coming out, it's like different little nuggets kept coming. And it's like the breakup that never ends with Brittany and Justin, because she started talking about that too. And it's like, where is Justin Timberlake is probably somewhere in LA right now going, what the hell?
I can't get enough flack.
I have stayed out of the public eye. I have apologized to Brittany and Janet. And it's just
breaking news.
I know.
Brittany was really sad when they broke up.
Breaking news. You don't say.
We all
were. But apparently so was Jamie Lynn at what? 8 years old? How old was she? It was 20 years ago. It was 22 years ago. She was probably 12. Whatever.
Well,
12.
There was the whole post about the chocolate milkshakes with the special sugar. And Brittany didn't get those.
Right. That's right. I remember. Yeah. No, I know what you're talking about. But
I want to know what that special sugar
is. So, you know, Jamie Lynn makes this whole breakup about how she felt. Like that was her version of telling
because
her story.
Justin was the biggest, strongest
fatherly role
figure.
Model. Yeah.
In her little 12. Was she sleeping over their house? Did they even have a house together?
No, they didn't. I don't think so. They were like 19. Like
I also saw this really interesting TikTok from a like child psychologist therapist person who was trying to explain parentification and infantilization.
So that's using some big words.
So basically, English is my thing.
It's not mine.
Have you played Wordle? I'm so good at
it. Oh, anyway. God, don't get on the Wordle wagon. Oh,
so
awful.
Choo-choo.
Oh, chugga-chugga.
That was a train. Anyway, back on track.
The choo-choo track?
Yes. Sorry. So basically, Brittany was...
You lost it. It's
no,
gone.
No, I... Then I started thinking about
that
how,
train of thought too. Just went, no, well, it's gone.
I was making a really good point about Britney, and then I
infantilization.
Well, then I felt bad for Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
because I feel like a lot. He took a lot of flack growing up about how he's a grown man and he's doing all of these childlike things.
Yeah, but he lost his childhood.
Exactly.
Jamie Lynn did not lose her childhood.
No, she's the.
If anything, and Britney lost everything.
Right. So Britney was the child that was. Parentified.
Okay.
So she was forced to grow up faster. She was supporting her family.
Yes.
She was taking care of her little sister. So she was taking on more of a parenting role.
Right, right.
Where then Jamie Lynn never really grew up. She was always the baby.
She was stunted.
Yes.
Her growth was stunted and Brittany was rapid.
Okay. And Brittany was parentified. Parentification.
Cool.
Parentification.
Sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. I keep saying it enough. I didn't send you that TikTok.
Not maybe, but you sent me so many. Like, I'm sorry, I was asleep for some of them. So my brain doesn't work very well these days. So.
I have insomnia. And I don't sleep.
And yeah, well, that's why I get TikToks at 2 o'clock
everybody.
In the morning. So yeah, I mean, like just watching Jamie Lynn try to do any of these interviews, because she was also on some other podcast, Daddy, whatever.
Call her Daddy?
Yeah.
What is...
I don't know. But they get lots of views. I only get like 5. It's fine.
I don't think... I want to know how much money that girl had to pay, but Spotify paid a good chunk of money for her. I had never heard of her prior to this interview.
Oh, really?
Nope. And I refused to go on to Spotify. No offense to Spotify. I refused to go on to watch it because I just felt like if I did that, that was giving.
Oh, I haven't actually gone and watched any of the interviews.
Oh, no, I let the girls on TikTok do it.
Right.
I've watched this so you don't have to.
Yeah, I mean, I've only watched clips that I see. Yep. And that's how I can
streams.
I can full on judge Jamie Lynn from there, from the, you know, backseat. Because I don't want to support that.
Nope.
That's why I'm not going to go out and buy the book either. Nope. It's not happening.
I can't go take it out of the library because I owe them a lot of money.
How do you mess that up?
You don't bring things.
bring it back. That's all, that's literally all you have to do with a library is take out the book and bring it back.
I'm pretty sure I have like the Blue Bloods season one DVD set from the library from like 9 years ago.
That is embarrassing.
No, but I think in November you can bring canned goods in, like one canned good for every overdue thing, and they wipe it clean. I'm gonna look into that again.
You're gonna have to, and you might want to buy out the entire canned food section at Price Chopper next time.
I'm probably gonna have to.
So I love that Brittany has gone and done the cease and desist. She keeps winning different things in different legal proceedings that she's had that have kind of flown under the radar, which is nice. Finally, the court system seems to be working in her favor, which is great. I love the different little skits she's been putting on TikTok.
Yes.
She's like, what was it? I shit my pants. Yes. Seriously, I'm going to put it up. As long as it's still up on there, I'm going to go ahead.
She keeps doing
these little therapist skits and clearly has gone to therapy probably more than she ever has needed to. So she's feeling
it's
free.
It's almost like she's making fun of the therapist. Not all therapists. I don't think she thinks all therapy is bad.
She just thinks, I think that she did it and she didn't really need it. So
no, I think they were making up things.
Right, exactly. And I mean, they're hilarious.
It happened again and I just shit on myself everywhere. I shit everywhere. And I couldn't stop it. And it's just because of the nerves of being with him, because it makes me so scared because I just want everything to go away and all of a sudden I just let go and I just shit everywhere.
I shit myself. It was so funny.
Oh, what? What else I wanted to tell you, and this is very pertinent because of the listeners here. I feel like a lot of people look at Brittany's posts and read them.
And think she's batshit.
Yeah. But there's this girl on TikTok. I forget her name. She's from the South. She lives in the South. And so she now has this whole TikTok series that she does that is a Southern translator for Britney's
post. Oh my God.
And she reads that. Oh my gosh.
Don't fall.
I'm all excited.
I know. God.
So she reads them as a Southerner and
they make sense.
They make sense. They make sense.
Oh my God.
I flew home to Jamie Lynn on the couch watching her TV shows right after Justin and I broke up. I was a ghost there. I had worked my whole life and I didn't know how to be served by mama. I sit there and get served the chocolate milkshakes with the perfectly crushed ice with the secret chunky sugar. Meanwhile, Jamie Lynn is 12. She indulges with the TV for hours, then goes to lay out on a raft at the pool. I'm in shock because this was never my life.
Oh my God. You got to send me her so I can watch her.
I'm going to find it.
Because that sounds like that's gonna be a gem.
No, she's not drunk. Like she broke down the whole thing with the fever, I think.
Yeah.
And the way she read it was like, oh, she's not crazy. Mm-hmm. She just types like a Southerner.
I understand. There's like a every third letter you have to use this part of the alphabet. You have to translate it.
Yes.
There's a code.
And not just pronunciation, but like where a comma should be.
Yeah.
Or there's a
punctuation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The punctuation.
Yes.
Staying with, you know, we'll say Britney's height of, you know, popularity, or I should say when she, you know, broke out on the scene there late 90s, early 2000s, while we were all, you know, oops, I did it again, you know, that was really difficult to say. We were also doing certain things in our teenhood, and that was watching a lot of teen dramas, or at least I was.
Knock,
and
what? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Britney Spears.
No, I sent you that.
Knock, knock. You just sent it to me.
Who's there? Oops, I did it again.
I didn't realize you sent it to me.
That's like our entire text chain is Britney related stuff.
I'm only drinking water.
I know.
First time
my
ever
God.
On this podcast.
And you still. So teen dramas and boy bands. Those were the height of late 90s, early 2000s.
My prime.
So I want to get into, we'll do the teen drama aspect of this first. And
okay.
I did put a poll up on all the social media accounts. So there were a bunch of people that did partake in this and I will put the final tallies on here, but just to give you an idea of some of the shows that popped up, because I will tell you the difference between teen drama and like you came down the stairs today. You're like, oh, Boy Meets World.
Loved that show.
That's a sitcom.
Okay, but towards the end.
I mean, listen, they definitely
carried on the storyline.
Right. And I understand what you mean, but there was like an audience. There was a laugh track. Also, if
2022 takes Mr. Feeney, I'm out. I'm gone.
I know.
Off
I know.
To Canada. I can't.
But so, you know, Boy Meets World, Full House, like those kind of shows don't, that's not what I'm referring to. Yeah, I'm referring to like
a teenage soap opera.
Right. Like Seventh Heaven or The OC or 90210 or even like Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That was more of a teen drama, even though there were vampires involved. Dawson's Creek. Did I already mention that? Yeah. One Tree Hill. Let's see what else is on here. Veronica Mars, somebody mentioned. Yeah. Gilmore Girls, Roswell. Yeah. And I'm sure there's many others that I didn't get into that were smaller scale of things. But out of those, what do you think, if we had to give you, what would be your top one?
Seventh Heaven.
Yeah, even though we now know the dad was a little creepy pedophile guy?
Yep.
Yeah? Okay. Yep. That doesn't ruin that show for you at all. Not even a little bit.
No.
You know what I think is really funny?
That sounds really shitty and I will explain myself.
No, it's fine. You know what I think is funny about that show? Because of the time period, I am like 95% sure that I remember at some point, Mary Camden in her bedroom had a picture or poster of Justin Timberlake, and now they are married because it is Jessica Biel. And I think that I have tried to find it and I can't find it.
I wonder if you can stream that show because I'm pretty sure you can.
Well, I went and I did all of Buffy again. I'm almost done with Dawson's Creek. One Tree Hill was going to be next for me. So Seventh Heaven's gonna be.
I don't think I ever watched One Tree Hill. I didn't watch a lot of shows.
So good. But what were you gonna say? What's your defense here for Seventh Heaven?
I hate to cancel culture is a real thing.
Yes.
Some people deserve to be canceled 100%.
The dad definitely does.
As a person.
Right.
But like, I forget his real name. It's like Steven something, I think.
Start with a C. Colt.
Anyway, the guy, the actor man.
Doesn't matter. The actor man.
The man.
The man.
Like anybody could have played, not anybody, but like any actor could have played that role.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just take his, put somebody else's face. Oh, you know what's not on your list? My poor brain. So anyone can be the dad. So I don't want to take the credit away from an entire show, an entire cast. Like,
yeah.
Think of like little Ruthie, her real name's Mackenzie. Like, she grew up on that show. You know what I mean? Like that was her whole childhood. Are you going to take away someone's entire childhood and everything because of like one person?
Stephen Collins.
That's his name.
Stephen Collins. Google.
I knew it was Stephen something. You had the C.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I understand what you mean.
There was another show I just thought about and then I forgot it again.
Wow. That was real quick too. Yeah. I mean, we should rewind the tape. we'll bring it back.
When I was like, and then I was like, my brain.
I mean, it felt like it hurt. So One Tree Hill, I mean, I fell in love with it like immediately because it revolved around basketball. I don't know why I always love basketball, but I do.
Was that the one with Chad Michael
Murray? Yeah. And I loved him when he was on Dawson's Creek. So when I saw him popping up on his own show, I was like, ooh, I've got to watch. And their theme song was Gavin DeGraw, I Don't Want to Be. And I very much remember absolutely loving that song that I went and I finally found out who it was because it was difficult at the time to find out anything because it was like 2002 or something. So I found out who it was. I got the CD and then looked at my concert ticket for Maroon 5 and guess who was opening up?
Gavin DeGraw.
Exactly. And hung out with him that night.
It was really cool. Who was the one I think you and me were going to a show and somebody was supposed to open and then they got beat up at their bar in the city?
That's Gavin. Gavin got beat up.
Was he going to open for them again?
I don't know. Was he supposed to be there and didn't show up?
No, you and me, we went to a Maroon 5 show. It's back.
Yeah.
It was like you, me, and mom.
Okay, maybe.
And then I feel like Gavin was supposed to open, but then he canceled because.
That may have been a thing.
He got beat up.
Yeah, he did.
In his own bar.
Yeah, he did. He did. But I don't. Yeah.
Why did I feel like he was supposed to open?
He might have been scheduled to, but my brain doesn't work all
the time. I don't remember who opened for them now. I just remember screaming at Adam Levine to take his shirt off.
Did he oblige?
No.
No. That's surprising, actually, that he didn't.
I feel like he loves to do that.
He really does.
I mean, I'm sure at some point in the night he did, but not exactly.
Not when you screamed it?
Not like the first song.
So, okay, so that's your top. Is there any other ones that come to mind that you'd throw in there?
Party of, that's what it was.
Party of five. Yeah, that actually is a good one.
That's what I was trying to think. Because Scott Wolf. Good old Scott Wolf. I'm so old.
You fell in love with the big family dramas is what it was.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I love Brady Bunch style stuff.
I did.
Yeah, I guess so.
I did.
I'm trying to think, like, if I'm picking, we'll say top five. I might put One Tree Hill at top. And then I might put Buffy. Probably Dawson's.
I did watch Dawson's Creek.
Veronica Mars, I really, really like. And then I might put 90210, but I feel like that's just a little bit before our time.
I agree.
You know, because as much as I loved it, and I did have a Brandon sweatshirt when I was in like second grade, I wasn't allowed to watch the show, but I was allowed to get the sweatshirt. Thanks, Mom. You know, eventually, since it was on for like 12 seasons, I was able to watch it, and I did like it what I watched, but I just feel like that's got like that 80s vibe that I'm just not hip to.
Well, because that was early 90s, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's still, but when I think it was like 1990. Let me Google that to double check.
Morgan just watched Gilmore Girls. Well, she said that I am Lorelai and she is Rory, and I've never felt cooler.
That's probably about right. It's telling me about the fact that I got a facelift. That's not what I want to know.
Well, no, and then I don't think anybody watched it.
TV show.
I think it was bad. Just like Saved by the Bell, even though that's
1990, October 4th, 1990.
Even though Saved by the Bell is a sitcom and not a drama, they redid that on Peacock and I watched a whole two episodes.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. I've actually seen people compliment the new version of it, and I'm like, how? It's awful. Like, I realized, okay, I will say the first, you know, version of it, it is overacted and everything, but it was for kids in the morning. So that makes sense.
I didn't think it was over.
It is at times.
I feel like no one goes through literally every teenage problem that there is in their lifetime. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they dealt with marijuana, which probably every teenager does deal with that. They dealt with the caffeine pills. So they dealt with drugs twice.
Yes.
They dealt with the eating disorder.
Mm-hmm. My point is, I feel like the original did deal with a lot of, it was a before its time kind of show.
Yeah, kind of like the Golden Girls.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like there were, a couple things that stood out from that time.
That's another reason why I think that the spinoff probably wasn't as popular as it could have been. Is because of,
it's been again, there, it's done that.
Well, and cancel culture. Like, parents now, these poor kids, like when kids these days grow up to be an adult, I don't even want to be alive. I don't want to be alive because it's going to be really scary because everybody gets a cookie.
Mm, it is. Yeah. We're in trophy
territory.
Like,
they're like, no, like, I don't know, to try to deal with things that they could use as learning experiences, no one kind of wants to touch because. Mm. They're going to do it wrong.
Right. Yeah. Well, a lot of these shows that we grew up watching, these teen dramas, as dramatically filled as they were, they definitely hit on a lot of different things that we were all, I feel like, going through at the time. So I think that's why a lot of us kind of grab hold to them and, enjoy them as much as we do. But, I know when I was feeling a little lonely, it was like I had some friends in my back pocket. So
I like Seventh Heaven.
Yeah, you had a lot of friends.
I had a family.
You had a whole family.
A whole family.
Speaking of teen dramas, mm-hmm. you have some teenagers.
I do. Just
wanted to
see, and there was some drama in the ninth grade lunchroom the other day, and I get to hear all about it all the time.
Well, and I wanted to hear what maybe the latest drama may have been in the Davey household.
Well, Nathan likes it. Oh, I shouldn't use names. Not Nate.
It's too late.
Nathaniel.
Oh, that's gonna, that's changed it.
He found a
Bethaniel.
Bethaniel likes a girl.
Mm, okay. Yeah,
I won't say her name. I said it wrong to him anyway, so it doesn't matter. But there was a girl he liked. And it's funny because
remember that time he told everybody that he was gay?
Yep.
Okay.
And then he wasn't, then he was asexual. And then I was like, dude.
Figure it out. First, you're then 12, say something.
You're 12 and you've never had sex. So you probably shouldn't talk about your sexuality. I don't even think you've had sex with yourself. I don't want to think about that.
Mm. Remember, anyway. But remember when we were in high school and it was like, you couldn't come out. And now he's just like, yeah, I'm gay. Just kidding.
Yeah. Wasn't that kid in your grade who got stabbed in the woods with, no, he defended himself in the woods with a stick.
I don't remember that.
I know
that
his name, but I don't want to say it.
Sounds like
anyway.
A clue game is what that sounds like.
It does, but it happened. And then he got expelled. I was still thinking about this the other day. I'm 20 years later. I'm still pissed off over it. Anyway, so he likes a girl. He was like, oh, so Nathan and Morgan are twins.
Yes.
And so they're in the same grade. Oh, actually, I want to hear something really funny is they were sitting next to each other or something, talking to each other. And some other girl comes up and goes to Nathan. Oh, I really ship this. I ship this. And Nathan goes, what? Oh. And he goes, that's my sister. She's like, oh, I thought you were dating. And he's like, nope, my sister.
It's really good chemistry because we've been attached since, you know, we were in the womb.
It's my sister. So he likes this girl. And then he's like, I don't know if she likes me. And he's like, but her phone wallpaper is a picture of me and her. And we're like, obviously she likes you. Mm-hmm. Like no one wants to look at their phone of somebody they don't like.
It's true.
I think mine's my dog. Oh, nope, it's my kids. Oh, it's my kids.
Yeah, but it's Nathan and it's Bethany. Lorgan. Dogan.
Richard. Do you want to hear the sweetest thing that's made my heart like swell? Like yeah. The Grinch. Okay. Like went from very tiny to very big. So I'm driving to work the other day. My phone rings. It's Nate. It's Bethaniel. and he goes, I'm the worst at this. He had practice and he went to the locker room and he changed and he took his phone and he stepped out of the locker room to call me and say that he got her number.
Oh.
He got her number and that he was going to text her, but he was going to wait until after practice so he didn't seem needy.
Oh, man, he's playing the game
and
already.
And then he was like, I don't even know what to say. And I was like, well, you're on a team. You're on a varsity team of boys. I'm sure you can find one to be like,
yo, give me some of your game.
And then later that night I texted him because he was at his dad's and I was like, oh, did you text her? And he was like, yeah, we played game pigeon together, which when I had COVID, that's what me and the kids would play back and forth. And it was just, I was so excited though. Like he called me to tell me that he liked, that he got a girl's number. I was like, of all those people, you could have told you picked your mom. And now he sounds like a loser.
No, he doesn't. Well, all right, let's move away from the drama. Let's get to the boy bands here.
My favorite.
I know this is your favorite. I have a list of them.
Oh my God, where's Bill?
Why?
Because Hanson's not on the list of boy bands.
Hanson is not a boy band.
Are they a band?
They don't dance.
They could.
No. Have you seen them dance? Because I have.
They were the Russian dolls.
That's actually probably why they're the Russian dolls on Masked Singer. Hanson, Jonas Brothers, 5 Seconds of Summer. They are not boy bands.
Jonas Brothers aren't a boy band.
No. They write their own music and they play their instruments.
Did you hear Nick Jonas announce they had a baby and they wanted to keep it private? But it was via surrogate. So like no one knew.
Of course no one knew. Because
so why'd you announce it if you wanted to keep it private? You made it public.
Exactly.
Not us.
You know why? Because they were able to sell pictures to People Magazine. That's why. That's how it works. Yeah. People will buy anything. Anyway, so a boy band. Let me give you the definition real quick. It is
I didn't know.
Clearly. It is a group of, we'll say in this case, it's like 3 to 5 gentlemen who have harmonies built into their singing you know, groups. And they are probably factory made in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
That is the situation here.
Top four.
You already have a top four?
No, the top four of your list were factory made. Four was, weren't they on show?
Yes, O-Town was on Making the Band. They were formed on Making the Band. Here's the thing. I don't know 100% what to believe in any of the backgrounds of any of these boy bands because of the fake stories that were given to them that they had to distribute to all That's these teen true. Magazines as they were starting. Mr. Lou Pearlman gave them all these backstories.
How many other parents do you think Lou Pearlman slept with the dads of?
Ooh, ew.
Didn't you just send me that article that Lou Pearlman had sexual relations with Jamie Lynn's or with Britney's dad? You didn't send me that.
That's not who that was talking about.
Who were they talking?
It was like the person that was one of her attorneys or overseeing something. It was a female that it was talking about, Lou something.
Where did you send that to me?
I don't know.
I'm going to find it.
Anyway, so, you know, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, O-Town, LFO, like all these boy bands initially, they have this story that we can go ahead and we can Google and we can find. But then, you know, we hear all this stuff about Luke Perlman these days. And I just...
Is he alive still?
No. He died in prison. So I don't really know what is legit there. I feel like he did kind of form them, and, you know, maybe it's like he found Justin. Justin kind of let him know about somebody else who then, you know, yeah. See,
one Lou is Taylor. Not the other.
No, that is
multiple Lou's.
Yeah. There you go. So out of this list, I mean, what do you think? What do you, if you're going to give a top five
now or then?
Now.
New Kids, number one. BSB, number two. NSYNC, number three. 98 Degrees, I guess, would be number four. I don't think I really listened to... Boys to Men were kind of okay. O-Town, okay. LFO, one hit wonder to me.
All right, so you got like a three-way tie for fifth place.
Who is above Menudo? Menudo.
The Monkees. Because they were just a TV show.
Oh, I was like, the Monkees from like the 60s?
Yeah, but that's why I got Jackson 5 on there too. New Edition's on there.
New Edition was Bobby Brown, right?
Yep.
Oh, Wesley.
And I guess if you think about it too, like Belle Biv DeVoe could probably be on that list.
Was he a single person though?
No, Belle Biv DeVoe was three people. I think three or four.
Belle Biv and DeVoe?
Probably, yeah.
Another thing I didn't know. I think I actually saw them at a summer jam or something once.
Maybe. I will say this. There are many, many other like very small boy bands that could be.
Like, I just want it also to be known that Darcy's going to kill me. I would not have always put New Kids first, but I saw that I've seen them now more times in concert than I've seen anybody else on that list. And the show I feel that they put on.
Oh, they put on an amazing show.
It's like such an, like take all of my money and keep taking your clothes off under the stage.
There you go.
I sound like I'm into Naked Men. That's like my third reference.
It's shocking. So mine, I mean, NSYNC is number one. And honestly, if they don't reunite ever, I'm going to single-handedly seek out Justin Timberlake and just,
do you think it's him?
Ask him why.
I don't think it's him.
I think it's him. Who do you think it is?
I think it's JC.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I think he feels slighted because I think, and this is just my opinion, please don't come for me. I think vocally, like vocal talent wise, I think he is better than Justin.
Depends on the type of music, I think.
I think marketability, Justin was hands down the easiest one that was marketable out of that whole group.
Mm-hmm.
I think JC, being a little bit older, probably wanted things done more his way, where Justin was fine with taking like going where he was led to and then rebranding later.
Maybe
where JC, I think, knew what he wanted from the get-go.
And is that and why
wanted that out the gate?
That why his debut album was just meh?
Well, probably.
And why he didn't get a second?
If he went where he was led to and got the solo fan base.
Yeah. Well, you know what though? Like, I think the thing is like both of them wanted to take this giant step away from what people knew them for to really like branch out completely on their own. And I think that see, this is the thing. This is where Britney comes back around, because I think that the Britney power had a little hold on Justin Timberlake's solo career to begin it. Mm. And, you know, because I mean, you think about it, you know, a lot of those songs on
what
there
was
about
his
her
debut release as a solo
like
artist.
I Love You. And then it turned into Cry Me a River. Mm-hmm. Like I Love You, Cry Me a River. Boom.
So I thought
power.
It was Cry Me a River, which leads me to believe that you are correct. Where how many people really paid attention to that first one? But when Cry Me a River came out, we were all over it.
Yeah, but I loved
with the Britney. The Britney impersonator.
Yeah, right, in the video. But yeah, not many people paid attention to JC. But honestly, his single, if I put it on right now, it works. But then I think it was ahead of its time. I keep saying
I also think he has a wishy-washy, but I think that his aura is not the warm and fuzziest.
Yeah, maybe. So NSYNC is my top. I would probably... this is where it gets difficult. I might put like Jackson 5 second, to be honest, then go Backstreet, O-Town, New Kids. I think that would be my way of rounding out my top five.
I think I follow most of Backstreet, not Kevin, on
the socials.
Yeah, on Insta. But I don't know why I don't follow Kevin. I have nothing against him.
Well, he did leave the group at one point, so.
He's kind of boring.
Yeah.
It's very boring.
Which is why he wasn't really all that missed.
So, but I think I follow the rest of them. But Howie, why did I think for 20 years, and by 20 years, I mean until like 4 months ago.
That he was gay?
Yes.
Yeah. He would have been the one out of that group that I thought.
100%. But then I like saw a post or something of him with his wife and kids. And I was like, wait, what?
He has a beard. That's all.
I thought he was. I thought
even
he was,
gay
like,
guys
out.
Can have kids.
No, I thought he was like, and a wife. Oh, I mean, I think Elton was married a few times.
Probably.
Or at least once.
I mean, come on. It's Hollywood. And again, it was hard to come out back in the 90s or even the early 2000s.
That is true.
So it's not like, not like your son who's just like, yep, I'm gay. Oof, just kidding. Just kidding.
Then he gets mad when people bring it up.
Oops. Well, I mean, maybe you shouldn't have put it all over
Social, Nathaniel. You know?
Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to do now. It.
Sorry. Had to go for it.
You do what you got to do, girl. So, all right. Well, to wrap
gotta
this
go
up.
To Target.
Yeah, you got to go to Target. You've got to see if that is actually up there.
I'm going
to. And you can let me know about that.
I'll send it to you and you can add it.
I will. But we are going to have another episode of Hello from Mars coming up here in just a couple weeks. So get ready. I don't know what's to come and neither do you. So we'll find out. It's going to be awesome.
Maybe COVID will be over.
I don't think that's going to be the case, but we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Oh, hey. Update alert, after the episode was filmed, Jessica did go to Target, and now we do know this was not just a one state, one city kind of situation. Jamie Lynn Spears' book was definitely originally titled I Must Confess, and you can see that right here in this picture. This is yet another Target where it has popped up. That's not a coincidence. That's a legit situation. So, sorry, Jamie Lynn Spears, we now have caught you in a lie, even if your book is at the top of the charts, making money off your sister. How's that feel, by the way?